This week, the city of Aspen is going toe-to-toe with the developer and townhouse owners over access to a building downtown. The city requires builders to make sure they provide access for affordable housing tenants and people with disabilities, especially if there are businesses in the building. But town attorneys argue developer JW Ventures has failed that mandate by letting certain condo owners keep everyone else from using the main entrance.
As far as design and construct goes, JW Ventures did what they were supposed to do. They provided access to the commercial parts of the building.
Amy Robertson is a civil rights attorney in Denver. She works for the Civil Rights Education and Enforcement Center and says she's never seen a similar case to the one being tried in Aspen. It all comes down to free market tenants wanting exclusive access to the best door in the building and creating access issues for everyone else. Robertson says JW Ventures initially met the requirements. The company built several entrances with elevators, making it easy to get to all four floors, including two restaurants in the building. But then,
as landlord, they have participated in a policy and a legal maneuver that now blocks people who use wheelchairs from getting to certain parts of the commercial establishments. That is illegal under Title III of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
In this case, let townhouse owners Natalia Shvachko and Michael Sadoy claim exclusive access to the main entrance, forcing restaurant patrons and affordable housing residents to use other, far more difficult doors. But the developer may be in a pickle now on how to undo all of that. In the court dispute, JW Ventures is at odds with Shvachko and Sadoy, who also made headlines over a noise case during the last year. They argue there's an oral agreement with JW Ventures guaranteeing that exclusive access, so much so they say it's designed only to go right into their apartments. The city of Aspen hasn't helped clear all this up. Years ago, officials approved initial plans with a variety of ways to get in and out of the building. Then they later approved plans that seemed to restrict affordable housing access. Underlying all of this is the issue of wealth and whether it can buy privacy. Robert Hickey is with the National Housing Conference in Washington, D.C., and he says there's been a shift in multi-use developments.
And it can be, with high land prices, really more economical, and there are strong incentives for the developer to try to maximize the amenities for the highest paying tenants.
Like, say, promising exclusive access to an elevator.
And to find a way to reduce overall costs to make the mixed income building work.
Civil rights attorney Amy Robertson plans to watch the Aspen case closely, including a detail that raises doubts about how genuine the developer has been all along. Court documents include an email describing Aspen's building inspector as being in a wheelchair and, quote, has a personal agenda with handicap usage, unquote. The trial starts tomorrow, first in a Garfield County courtroom due to scheduling issues. Judge Gail Nichols has decided that so far it looks like the developer is failing city code, but there's more to hammer out in court this week.